A trio of songs from Queen. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound, and you're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. Christian, it dawns on me that people are listening to this in podcast form. This is the first thing they're hearing right now.
It is. And we should welcome them.
You're welcomed to the program. And I want you to know, listening to the podcast does exactly no good for us. It's something we do to be there for you. This is why we get up in the morning. This is what motivates me. This, you are the reason right now in live time why I prepare the Classic Rock Time Capsule painstakingly and with love.
This is a huge bag of wank. What are you saying?
Time Capsule coming up next.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be doing that soon?
It's on the way on the sound. Perfect. It's the sound you're listening to, and this is the Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
With a touch of a button. It's open. It is Thursday, July the 21st, 2016.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year
1956. Today in 56, Billboard magazine publishes an article that says Elvis Presley is, quote, the most controversial figure in music since Liberace.
It's been said many times, my friend.
Liberace actually did have everybody talking back in the day. Even Bugs Bunny did an impersonation, you remember?
I wish my brother George was here.
But back to Elvis, I digress. This article goes on to say that even Ed Sullivan, who refused to book Elvis, I'll never have that young man on our show, to booking him for three appearances. This is a interesting thing for you, Christian. I know you love Police.
Yes, I do.
This song in particular.
Oh, is this Synchronicity 2?
It is.
Good Lord.
Did you know there was almost a follow-up to the Synchronicity album?
No.
There was. 30 years ago today, the Police get back together to play some jams, but they pretty quickly come to realize that Sting's heart isn't really in it. He's got solo work to do. And not just musical solo work. He's an actor by that point, having been in Dune and Brimstone and Treacle. And finally, on this day in 1969, the Beatles start work on John Lennon's Come Together at Abbey Studios. They release it as a double A-side single with George Harrison's Something, and it goes to number one here in the States. But did you ever have an epiphany like the one we did a month or two ago? What is John Lennon saying at the beginning of the song? Shoot. I always thought it was just shoot.
No.
No.
It's even startlingly earlier there, scarier than that.
He's not saying that. What he's saying is,
shoot me.
Shoot me. Shoot me. Shoot me.
Shoot me.
Weird.
Just the kind of thing that you hope never reaches the ears of an obsessed and deranged fan with a gun. Yeah?
Yep.
Well, if you never knew that before, you'll never hear it the same way again. But let's hear it again. The Beatles are going to play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. Cranberry sauce. I don't want to stop at three Beatles songs. I'm not going to. Let's do another one.
Nobody told you to, actually, so your little temper tantrum was a complete waste of time.
Nice.
All up to you.
Okay, we better stop at five. Although I want to keep going. We got to get Song Fight in at some point, right?
Round one.
I guess now seems about right.
Now seems like a good time to do it. Song Fight every day at 3:40. Christian and I will each pick a song, and then you vote and tell us which one wins with your texts. I won yesterday, so that means I get to go first today, and I choose my favorite guitarist of all time, Mark Knopfler, and Dire Straits. A little ditty called Industrial Disease.
Oh, Industrial Disease. It's one of my favorite albums by them.
Love Over Gold?
Yeah.
It's really good. Telegraph Road and all that.
Telegraph Road is flawless.
Flawless. I know every word to this song, but I won't prove it.
Yeah, please.
Then. So, that's my song. Text A to 21003 if that's your jam, but you want to text C to 21003 if this is the song that you prefer.
Remember this one?
Oh, What I Am?
Yeah.
By Mrs. Paul Simon?
Mrs. Paul Simon.
Edie Brickell and the
New Bohemians.
New Bohemians, that's right.
If you know what I mean to do, yeah. So good.
What I am is what I am, you what you are, oh what.
What I they met on Saturday Night Live, you know.
Is that right?
Yep. She was the musical act and he was the guest.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Beep, boop, beep. So if you want that one, text C to 21003. A to 21003 if it's the song from the Dire Straits. So get on that and, text straight supply and don't text and drive. So today would have been the 65th birthday of Robin Williams. And I see this post by his daughter Zelda, a picture of him, and says, still not really sure what to do on days like today. So she's giving to charities that he supported. Why don't we make that our topic today? Text me five words or less about Robin Williams. 21003. Usual text rates apply. Don't text and drive because that's dumb. But do that in the next 5-10 minutes and then keep your phone handy. I may ring you up. Get in your business. Ask what you're wearing. 3 from Derek.
What's wrong with you?
Eric.
That was going so nicely.
And his buds.
And then you had to gross it up.
Switch over to our spirit animal, Steve Miller. 3 from him. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound.
Makes you want to go whoop whoo.
Hey, and then he did it.
Oh, that's good radio, Chandlebags.
100.3 The Sound. It is Triple Play Thursday, so 3 songs there from Steve Miller. You just now catching on?
That's how that works. Yeah,
you
do
seeing how it's going?
Yeah. And yeah. 3 and Thursday, it's got a th
it's
at
pretty
the beginning.
Cool, right?
Excellent.
Stop it. So next month is 2 years since Robin Williams took his life. Autopsy showed he had aggressive dementia, and perhaps that was the reason. A rock star comedian who would rather burn out than fade away. But today would be his 65th birthday, and I asked you to text in 5 words or less, summing up how you feel about Robin Williams. From the 909 area code, I got, we lost too much funny. Let's see, from the 562, comedic genius, depression is serious. Number 562, area code, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That's true. Though his stand-up when he was on coke was incredible.
Pretty great. But the one I like the most, and something that you don't think of all the time, is from the 909, and it's Lori in Rancho Cucamonga who sent this one in. What did you text, Lori?
I texted that he's a friend to the armed forces.
Friend to
our armed forces.
He really was. And, he would go and do appearances, a lot of USO stuff. And it's ironic that with the suicide rate in the military being roughly twice the civilian rate, a real problem that Robin succumbed himself to that. But I like you reminding us of that, Lori. So hold on a phone. I'm going to get something nice for you out of the booty box. What do you got for her, Sammy?
A pair of tickets to see comedian Jeff Dunham at the Pacific Amphitheater on July 28th.
Awesome. Well,
awesome. I love Jeff Dunham. Thank you so much.
There you go. And that's what you need, maybe, is something to laugh about. So hold on, Lori. We're going to get you some details and get those tickets to you. And we're going to continue with our threes in a row. It's Triple Play Thursday on The Sound. Maybe a breakdown coming up. What, like 8 days or so? 7-8 days? 8-9 days?
Yeah.
You're having a little breakdown at Atwater Village there at Swinghouse
Studios.
Give us a sample.
Well, one of my favorite things about doing these, Andy, is when people were surprised by what they hear. And I don't think there's been a greater surprise for people than the vocal on Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights. Listen to this is just the ending bit. Ready?
In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, it was looking so right. It was giving him chills.
Speaking of which,
in those big city nights, in those high rolling hills,
so breathless,
above all the lights, with a passion that kills. In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills,
I mean, come on,
she was
Bob.
Looking so right. In her diamonds and frills, all those big city lights.
So I'm going to do the whole song.
Yeah, you got to pay the price of admission to hear the rest of it.
Man.
However, and that breakdown is up on our website, right, Mark, in the
yes,
morning?
Yes, you can find it there. I will also be doing some Van Halen.
Nice.
It's a double dip of some serious rock and roll next Saturday. If you got tickets, congratulations. If you didn't, that's what you get for sleeping.
Next time, Triple Play Thursday on The Sound. He remembers. 100.3, the sound on a triple play Thursday.
Round one, fight.
Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. Song fight is what we call it. And today, this is kind of a tough one, I think. This is the one that I chose.
They wanna have a war, keep their factories. They wanna have a war, keep us on our knees. They wanna have a war to stop us buying Japanese. They wanna have a war to stop
industrial disease.
Industrial disease by the Dire Straits. If you want that one, text A to 21003. Or if you'd rather have...
What I am is what I am, you what you are. Oh, what?
Such a sick bass line.
Eddie Brickell and the New Bohemians and What I Am. Is that right? Text C to 21003 if that's your speed. And don't do it while you're driving, because that could be dangerous, you see. And usual text rates apply. We'll continue with the threes. It's Triple Play Thursday, and this is 100.3 The Sound. So Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, he says that at least Roger and David in the band have become friends again. What does that mean?
I'm really pleased to have rekindled the friendship with Roger. I think if Roger and David are going to wish to make friends again, then it's probably down to them to do it. I don't think it's really going to work for me to try and engineer it.
Okay, so they're not chummy.
No. They're not hanging out at each other's houses and talking about the good old days of that. Remember when you hired us to be the studio musicians on our own record?
Yeah.
Those are funny days, weren't they, Roger?
Good times.
Good times, old man.
Three from Pink Floyd now.
Douche. Side.
Hey, as a heads up, ooh, this is a good one. As a heads up, keep listening because your next chance to get bribed with $1,000, it's coming up here right after this here song. 5 o'clock.
I'm just going to keep smoking this tree, buddy. This is good stuff. Woo!
Is that what this means?
You got anything to eat?
Three from Pink Floyd. I'm 100.3.
Like a candy bar or something, you know?
That's all right. We want you to win this money. Text STATE to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. That's STATE to 72881 to be in the drawing for a $1,000 bribe just for voting for Classic Rock at Work. The next chance to win a $1,000 Classic Rock campaign bribe is at 7 a.m. with Mark in the Morning. We're proud to have you as a fine American listener to 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock. And boy, do we have a lot of that. We've got 100 minutes without commercial interruption. It's supported by Chevy Silverado. Find a great deal on select 2016 vehicles at the Chevy Summer Sell-Down. Visit your Southern California Chevy dealer today.
Wow, you said a lot of stuff just then, buddy.
I like to say things.
Are you worn out?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break and listen to some Stones.
Attention radio listeners and all ships at sea. Hey, we're getting ready to play a little game here in the studio while I'm playing you 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Is this the live version of Bad? This is good. Bad is good. Three from U2 starting up right now. But join us on Facebook Live, Andy in the Afternoon. We're playing. What are we playing?
Scruples.
Scruples.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a lot of rules. We'll figure it out. Come join us on Facebook Live right now on The Sound.
Well, I like AC/DC.
I like their Christian cover band, ADBC. Kindly deeds done for free. Kindly deeds
done for free. Kindly deeds done for free. Kindly deeds done for free. Kindly deeds done for free.
You know, we're finding out behind the scenes here that Christian is maybe not totally irredeemable as a human being. We're playing Scruples while we're playing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. If you'd like to join that secondary conversation, it's happening on Facebook Live right now. Oh, this is 100.3 The Sound, and we're playing three songs in a row from artists all day long. Triple Play Thursday. Three quick things. We're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock right now.
Mm-hmm, that's one.
Two, the game Scruples kind of sucks.
That's two.
And three, Christian's going to break down a song in this set of Fleetwood Mac, so keep listening.
I wonder if it'll be a Fleetwood Mac song.
Yes. Wouldn't that be conforming?
Mm.
It's 100.3 The Sound. There's so much good stuff to find inside Fleetwood Mac songs when What's-His-Head is involved in it.
Yeah, good old What's-His-Head. Speaking of What's-His-Head.
Lindsey Buckingham.
That's the guy. Underrated guitar player.
So good.
I think possibly the most underrated ever.
I've seen him live. He's amazing. Amazing. A few times.
Right?
Wow.
That is in this song. That is the lead.
It's 100.3 The Sound.
Appreciate your local Lindsey Buckingham.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
How many rock stars does it take to put in a light bulb? One. We hold the bulb and wait for the rest of the world to revolve around us. Get started, kid.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Immigrant song? Are you kidding me? This song is a disgrace. I'm going to build a wall around this song and make Mexico pay for it. They're going to pay for it.
Let's do three from Jimmy. Start off with this one. 100.3 The Sound. That sound means we have a winner in the studio. We're going to break down some Jimmy.
One of my favorite things about these little things, Andy, is the idea of it being a time machine where you go back to the moment when this person was doing what they were doing. So on this, you can hear Jimmy's headphone feed, which is the bleed from his headphones as he's waiting. And then he just starts doing his little breathing thing, and then he starts to sing. So check it.
Yeah! I'm gonna take you home!
It is great. That makes it into the final version. Listen for it.
I won't do you no harm, no.
He's so underrated as a singer, too.
You got to be all man. All man. Foxy lady.
Listen for it now. When that part comes up, you'll hear him clear his throat. It made it through on the final version.
Let me clear my throat!
The sound. That was a good breakdown, Christian, but this breakdown is better.
I'd ask you to save it for the air, but unfortunately you did that over the air, so that didn't work for either of us.
I'll be honest, I regretted it before I did it.
Well, I regret it more, actually.
But I don't regret the song.
You can't.
Or playing three from Tom Petty.
You can't regret any of those, Chandles.
100.3 The Sound. Thanks, Handles.
You got it.
Round one. Fight.
That's right. Song Fight happens every day at 3:40. That's when we each throw out a song, and then you text and tell us which one wins that fight. I put up Industrial Disease from Dire Straits, and inexplicably, you guys voted for this hunk of crap.
Oh, yeah.
58 to 42%. Try to stay awake if you're on the 605.
I'm bummed.
You won. Congratulations.
Too deep.
I'll shove her in the shallow water.
Andy, it's not a nice thing to say about.
Getting too deep.
Her and the New Bohemians.
Edie Brickell. Mrs. Paul Simon right there. I don't like it. I'm just saying. But congratulations to you on winning Song Fight today, sir. That is the almost end of the program. Rita Wild is coming up very shortly to take over and delight you with the things that she does. But before that, we're going to say a little goodbye song in a minute. I want to remind you about the fair, though. You got to come out. Stupid listener talents, delicious fair food, and a goat. Confidence is reasonably high. We have a goat. Mm. We've got Mark Thompson, Gina Grad, Chick on the Street, Katie Thompson, Uncle Joe, you, Christian,
I
me,
will be
Andy
there.
In the afternoon. We're going to be at the Heritage Stage OC Fair this Saturday, day after tomorrow, July 23rd. Fair opens at 10. Show starts at noon. I would get there sometime in between there. Seating's very limited, so get there oily. Let's sing together in just a moment on the sound. So I hear it's 100 degrees outside.
I'm going to try a new instrument on tonight's show.
Well, what you got? That looks great.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's really good, right?
And good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams.
Go on without me.
To you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true.
It's working.
And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know it'll always remain in my heart.
It's just the one note.
Good night.
Pretty much.
Sleep tight. Like your radio show.
Yeah.
To you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And now until we meet again, say adios. Au revoir. Auf say. Good night, boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivi. So good. Here comes Rita Wild. She's an actual disc jockey, you know. She's going to play you some genuine vinyl tonight. Miss Turntable right over here. So hang out with her for the next 4 hours. You get to that. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock to end your week and start your weekend on 100.3 The Sound.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Christian.
See you tomorrow.
Happy travels.